From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today is out in support of a new record called Mean Dog Trampoline. The Suitcase Junket is here. Hello, sir. Welcome to JPR.
Hey, thanks for having me in.
It's a pleasure to have you. The setup has been fascinating to watch and to hear. There's so much to unpack about what you do, both in terms of equipment, but also in terms of music. Before we get to that, though, let's just talk about your background a little bit. You grew up in Vermont, and you are based where these days?
I'm in Western Massachusetts, just an hour and a half south of where I grew up. I went to college down in that area and kind of stuck around.
You went to a very free-form college, right?
Yeah, this Hampshire college.
Like a choose-your-own-adventure kind
of place. Basically, yeah, design-your-own major, no grades. But one of the nice aspects of it was that it was around these four other colleges that you could take classes at any of them. So if you had a favorite professor, for instance, I was doing a lot of saxophone back then, a lot of improvised music and experimental stuff. So I got to study with the great Yusef Lateef
when
I was there. So whatever class he was teaching, you know, I was sure to be there, even though he did them early so that you had to be dedicated.
Yeah. Do you still play horn?
Not much. I've done a little bit of session work here and there occasionally. I'll sometimes pick it up at home just for fun.
You don't have any free hands.
I know. I've actually considered some sort of situation where I could add some horn, but it's really a little bit untenable, considering that I've already got a bit going on.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this is going out podcast and radio. There will be some photos that we post to our website. But front and center in your setup is undoubtedly at least some of the story behind the name The Suitcase Junket.
Yeah.
A giant suitcase that you were using as a bass drum.
Yep. Yeah. And in the early days, it was sort of the birth of the project. It was kind of a side project to another band. But I like the idea of a junket, because I've a lot of the stuff that I'm playing on is sort of repurposed old trash, basically. And then I looked up the word junket in the dictionary, and the first definition was a sweetmeat. And I was like, oh, yeah, that'll do. And the second definition was a pleasure excursion. So I was like, all right, sweetmeat, pleasure excursion, here I come. And then it was just a matter of figuring out what kind of junket I was on. And these old suitcases, not only was I playing one at, as a bass drum, which isn't anything, groundbreaking. It's a long tradition of, banging on whatever you can. That's the American porch music. But I had a lot of suitcases in my life at the time. They were sticking to me like magnets. So
it's kind of an odd thing to have sticking to you like magnets.
It's weird. Yeah, I'd be like walking down the street and there'd be one hanging off my leg. It was a problem for a while.
There are some other things, if what I read is correct, that tend to stick to you.
Yep.
Old buttons.
Oh, yeah.
Broken chairs.
Yeah, I don't know why. Well, actually, I do know why. The can drums that I'm playing with my feet are framed up on old chair legs because they're hardwood and they take a beating. Yeah.
Gotcha. Let's talk more about the band,
yeah.
But let's hear a tune first. The Suitcase Junket is my guest live at JPR. His latest release is called Mean Dog Trampoline. Information can be found at thesuitcasejunket.com. What do you want to lead off with?
We're going to do Heart of a Dog.
We'll be right back. heart. I will come when you call. And if you touch me right, you can have it all. So high, I will sing for you. It may not be nice, but you know it's true. If you feed me well, I'll protect your life. Oh, and I'll give them hell.
That is Heart of a Dog. The Suitcase Junket is my guest live today here at JPR. The newest record is Mean Dog Trampoline. Information is at thesuitcasejunket.com. All right, I want to get back to the band setup that you've got going on here. But before I forget, that tune specifically also includes yet another of your talents, which is throat singing.
Yeah.
Tell me how you stumbled upon that and thought, hey, A, maybe I can do this,
right,
and B, maybe I can add this to the music I make.
Yeah, it was kind of an accident in the beginning. I took a South Indian cooking class back when I was in college, and they had some words in whatever the language is, Hindi, that have what linguists would call retroflexed syllables, where you say the letter R or the letter D with the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth. And then I was just driving in the car, kind of experimenting with new mouth shapes and singing like you do in those private places, like the shower or the car. And, you know, I sort of made this shape and this sort of shape. And I heard this one overtone and I was like, what is going on there? I thought my car was broken. I wasn't sure what was going on. And then I kind of chased it exclusively in the car for about 5 years. It sounded really bad. And it was, you know, the kind of thing that would, it would show up and I'd be like, I can do it, I can do it. And then I'd go to show a friend and, you know, I'd be like, hey, check this out. And they'd be like, neat, Matt, you know, what are you doing there? So it took a while to sort of get it under control. And then, every time I tried to integrate it into the music I was playing at the time, it didn't feel right. It was, and that was probably a combination of my not having a good mastery of it, but also I was playing a classical guitar at the time and it was a little, maybe too, tidy or something. So as soon as I found the guitar that this project is kind of based around, which is basically I pulled it out of a dumpster, you know, at the end of the semester, you know, hippie Christmas, you call it, right? When you need a new fan, new stereo.
Yeah.
So I kind of fixed it up and it's a beast of a little guitar. You know, it's basically a toy from the 60s, you know, just a plywood box. The action's really high, but the limitations of it are kind of what spurred this project. You know, I played a lot of slide in the beginning because the intonation's all messed up. But because of that weird open, it only sounds good in open tuning, it kind of set a good base for this overtone stuff to come in. And that was, you know, sort of really what got me going.
It fits so nicely.
Thanks.
A couple of months back, we had a band in here called Chergilchin, one of the members of whom, Igor Koshkendi, was featured in a documentary that blends traditional tuvan throat singing and blues.
Yeah.
And so it definitely works. And you have obviously figured out a way to really fit it into what you're doing in a way that it's just a little embellishment on the top. It's really cool.
Yeah, I sort of use it like you'd use a harmonica.
You know,
it's just like an extra instrument in there. It's, you know, the Paul Pena, the way that he would do it was that crazy growling thing, which I have no idea how to do, where you're getting like four notes at the same time.
Yeah.
But as soon as I started sort of experimenting with the overtone stuff, someone recommended that movie to me, and it's a great one. I love it.
You were on E-Town recently. And you did a beautiful job of describing everything that you do and introducing your bandmates. And I hope that you will indulge me and the radio audience to understand what all is here.
Oh, of course. Yeah. So I'm basically sitting on a suitcase and I'm playing it with my right heel. So that's that sound. My right toe is on this hi-hat. And oftentimes when I'm not flying, I have another little instrument that sits next to the hi-hat that works like a hi-hat, but it's a box of bones and silverware that has this great sort of crunching sound. On the left toe is a baby shoe hitting a gas can. That's what that sounds like. It's like sort of a slap. I joke that I use it to acquire the sound of innocence, you know. And I wore that baby shoe, and so did my sister, which in my opinion makes the whole situation less creepy.
It's like one of those traditional white patent leather hard as a rock baby shoes that I remember from childhood.
Does not look like you could really walk in it or be comfortable in it. You know,
it's not like a baby Jordan.
No. I feel like my mom probably also wore this shoe because it does not look like it was made in the 80s, you know?
Sort of pioneer baby shoe.
Exactly.
Especially now that you've been on it for how many years?
I know. It's been like 10 years. This baby shoe has been in the band the whole time. It's played through about 8 pieces of metal. And it's the same baby shoe. I mean, I got the spare when I need it, but
now, not to get in the weeds too far.
Yeah.
But how many different products did you burn through trying to find the exact right thing to hit a gas can with?
You know, actually, this one, I can't claim the idea on this one. I was in a recording session at the Signature Sound Studio years and years ago, sort of before this project even, because I used a similar setup in the band that I was in. And we were trying to get a good sound out of the gas can. We wound up putting a sock around the drum beater or something like that. And the engineer was like, you know, man, I think a baby shoe might make this sound really good. And
it's,
I was
the
like,
weirdest thing to pop
so
into his head. Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. Like super creepy. I'm into it. I went home, you know, went to the attic, got the old baby shoes out. But he was right. There's something about the large surface area of it that gives it this interesting attack.
Yeah. I'm going to bet that due to your penchant for deconstructing things and creating things, that your mom did not bat an eye when you said, hey, mom, do you have a spare baby shoe?
It's true. Yeah,
right?
She's used to those kind of requests.
And then you've got a saw blade.
Oh, yeah. So also on the left heel, we got a cook pot.
Okay.
Which mainly gets used in conjunction with the baby shoe to create like a full snare sound, you know? And then, also on the left heel is this circular saw blade. Which is sort of got a boxing bell sound. When I was in Ireland, they called it the spittoon sound, which I liked.
Yeah.
You know, like Yeah.
Well, it all works in conjunction beautifully.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear another tune. The Suitcase Junket is my guest in the studio today. His latest release is called Mean Dog Trampoline. TheSuitcaseJunket.com is the website. What do you want to play next?
This next one's called Scattered Notes from a First-Time Homebuyer's Workshop. It's a bit of a mouthful, but it's a true title. And the name of the album comes from the chorus of this song.
Nothing stays the same when funds are free in this economy. The money comes down and the lenders come up with the health and the stairs and the safety. Danger, sanitation, leaky windows and loans, attractive terms, the grants will come and go. Categories and definitions, median incomes and strange equations established by a form you love, but a mean old dog and a trampoline, oh, a mean old dog and a trampoline, oh, a mean old dog and a trampoline is alright with me, yeah, yeah. It changed a few days ago. Don't worry, we'll get to those. Establish the balance in the home. Yeah, bank for banks, it's supposed to come out. The most exciting one to tell you about. Is there any interest in chickpeas? Energy assessment, invest in yourself. Commitments and contingencies contest. But as of right now, figures are revised and it's a real relationship. But a mean old dog and a trampoline, oh, a mean old dog and a trampoline, oh, a mean old dog and a trampoline is all right with me.
That one is called Scattered Notes. The Suitcase Junket is live here in our studio today. The new record is called Mean Dog Trampoline. Information is online at thesuitcasejunket.com. So what happens nowadays when you try to make music with other people? I mean, you are so much a one-man band and have been doing this and adding to it over the years for such a long time.
Yeah.
What happens?
Honestly, it's fun. I love it. You know, my sister will come out and sing harmonies fairly frequently.
Cool.
When she can. I put out an album a couple of years ago, sort of in between. It was a little EP of me playing with other people called Live With Others. That was, you know, sort of a fun little romp. And it's something that I'm thinking more about, but every time it happens, I have a blast because, you know, the thing I miss most about being a one-man band, you know, or not having a band around me is singing, is harmony. You know, that's like really the thing I miss. But every once in a while, I'll, you know, especially my sister has a band as well. And when we do shows together, her band will join my band. And it's just, you know, it honestly, it makes it a lot easier. I don't have to work as hard. It's great. And I, you know, it's a blast.
So if someone hands Matt a traditional guitar tuned normally.
Yeah.
And that's all you've got.
Yeah.
What do your appendages do? Are they twitchy? Do they want to do stuff? Or can you actually just sit and strum a normal guitar?
I can sit and strum. You know, it's kind of nice. It's sort of all of that focus goes into the voice and the delivery of the song and that sort of thing. And there's a whole bunch of tunes that, you know, because I used to play on the standard tune guitar all the time. And so there's no, and all my songs are, you know, relatively, they're easy enough that they can translate over. So, you know, it's one of those things that I've been adding a little bit to the show as well. You know, I'll sort of make this big, crazy full band sound for a half an hour, and then I'll step out and play a couple acoustic numbers to sort of pull everybody in and be like, hey, look, I am also just a good songwriter. Don't, you know, don't pay too much attention to the mess, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes I do worry that the performance and the visual element and just the raucousness of the show can get in the way of the song a little bit, mainly for first-time listeners. People who know what's going to happen are already, you know, they're past it. They're like, okay,
yeah,
they're listening to the lyrics. But, you know, the thing I care really the most about is writing good songs and singing them well and delivering them correctly. And then all of this stuff is, you know, just fun for me.
Well, you're definitely doing that. In addition to the sort of one-man band thing, you have also generally been kind of a one-man production.
Right.
In terms of making your records, until Mean Dog Trampoline.
Yeah.
You worked with Steve Berlin.
Yeah, it was
great.
And
you recorded it in a much different way.
Yeah, we took the whole sound apart. You know, I kind of gave him control of song choice. You know, I just sent him a bunch of stuff that I've been working on. I generally produce more than I need for albums so that I have a good little grab bag of things to choose from. And yeah, we took the drum sound apart. We put it all back together. He was really good at recognizing the essence of the sound, and he's a, you know, a fan of the band. We crossed paths when I was opening up some shows for Lobos, and he's just a really gracious guy. He's, you know, a good friend now, and we're gonna do another one, I think.
Cool.
this winter. Yeah, so
it was
great working with him, and I think the sound, you know, it was very, he was like, let's make it sound like it belongs on the radio. I was like, sure.
Cool.
Man, yeah, why not, you know.
Yeah,
I like the radio.
Well, send us one as soon as it's ready.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah. The newest is great. It's called Mean Dog Trampoline. The Suitcase Junket is my guest today in the studio. You have one more tune for us, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. This one's called Dandelion Crown. Strong enough to exercise her demons, but that won't stop her trying. She's got piles of good reasons. This heartbreak and that love lost, new one every season. Dulls the edge, or so she says, plus it's so damn pleasing. So she follows every longing into luxury and laughter, but it leads her into loneliness, lost, reeling in the rafters. One would believe the photos of before and after. Least of all her self-pride's denials, a bitter master. Ever once she's good and loaded, she can ease away in the old days. Memories of good times, unrestricted, wild, weird ways, and how the golden light would linger long after it should fade, hanging on to her dawn is shining in a fresh made dandelion crown. Dandelion trapped in real time. Snap her back into her glass, her gaze aglow in light lines, and everyone around her
head for a moment. Has a real smile, blurry faces, every face sparks the inner child.
That is called Dandelion Crown. Wrapping up our set today with The Suitcase Junket. His newest record is called Mean Dog Trampoline. You can find information at thesuitcasejunket.com. Matt, thanks so much for dropping by.
Hey, thanks for having me in. It was fun.
JPR live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.